Hi, I'm Janet Shield Scott, and you're listening to JanetFitBeautyStyle.com, a lifestyle talk guide with expert advice on beauty, fashion, wellness, real estate, entertainment, and fun celebrity secrets.
Hello, and welcome to each and every one of you. I'm your host, Janet Shield Scott. Today we'll be talking to a friend and a colleague I have admired for so many years, legendary public relations and artist development expert, Mr. Angelo Ellerby. But first, let's get to our inspiring quotes for today. I always seem to pick the quotes from Sun Gazing, but here we go. People who defend your name while you're not around are the most loyal friends you could ever have. And here's the next one. Be selective with your battles. Sometimes peace is better than being right. Love those. For more inspiring quotes, check out my Facebook page or my Instagram page, both under JanetShieldScott.com or JanetFitBeautyStyle.com. We'll be right back after this sponsor to talk with legendary PR and artist development expert Angelo Ellerby about his new book and why one of his artists drew a knife to his neck. Whoa! Stuart Reed Law Group takes care of all your legal needs. Affordable rates for business law, family law, real estate law, probate court, bankruptcy, wills and trust. Log on to stuartreedlaw.com or call 818-264-4888. That's 818-264-4888. Welcome back to JanetFitBeautyStyle.com, a Janet Shield Scott podcast. I'm Janet Shield Scott. And let's get to today's special guest, Mr. Angelo Ellerby, CEO of PR and artist development firm Double Exposure. Angelo, he has worked with Michael Jackson, Mary J. Blige, DMX, Matthew Knowles, Lionel Richie, and others. I mean, I could go on, but why do that when we can just ask Angelo? Hello, Angelo. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to you and to your wonderful followers. It's my pleasure, and indeed, you are a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tell us a little bit about your firm. You've been around for a while. You've done a lot of wonderful things for artists and helping them to prepare for their career, which is where the artist development and, I guess, the PR comes in. Explain that to the listeners.
Well, first and foremost, I think it's really important that we all do in sharing God's work and word, and mine happens to be publicity and artist development. I have a natural ability to care about people who come to me for my advice and counsel, people who want to get to the next level of their career, as it may relate to them as a model, as an actor, as a singer. And I take the time to nurture those relationships and take them to the next level by preparing a 24-week artist development program where I teach them diction, speech, mannerisms, interview techniques. And then I teach them some of the things that their mothers and fathers are not teaching them. And you would just think that they would be innate abilities that one would know. I teach them how to sit at a table, how to have a conversation, how to eat, what knife, what fork, what glass to use. These are things that people are not looking or taking serious today. And they need to take it serious. Because the judgment, we are judged based on our first impression.
That's right.
That is the lasting impression.
That's right.
And that's the impression you want to leave in your mind. You have to remember, now we're into independent record labels. There is no more of the major record labels, two or three of them. So you have to take on the showmanship, the smarts, the intellect to entertain and be charismatic to those people who are wanting to invest in you. And they have to be comfortable and at ease to know that you can go out, not just sing a song, but you can go out and become a strong catalyst for the label, for yourselves, and the branding in which you go to work for. So I teach them, Janet, mm-hmm. how to stay in the game. I teach them longevity. You know, the wonderful thing about what my company does is we work from the heart. Because anytime there's a transfer of dollars and cents, I feel obligated to give them everything I got. And that's the same kind of support that I ask for my staff to give. I don't want to just know about the music that you're presenting to me. I just don't want to know about the video. I want to know you. Mm-hmm. I want to know the good, the bad, the ugly. I want to know your mother. I want to know your father, your sisters, and your brothers. And people say, well, why you got to know all of that? Because that's your history.
That's true.
I can only go to tell your history if I know your history. If I'm just taking your money and reading your bios I don't even read.
Mm-hmm.
And I very seldom listen to music. I sell based on the relationship that I have with the artists.
Okay.
With their families. I can sell my artists by not picking up the bio, but by remembering the conversations that we have had in our classes or over the phone. That's where you go to make the difference.
Yeah, and also
in the marketing of your artists.
That's true, and the relationships that you have with your family and friends affects your personality as a person and what you deliver
Absolutely.
To other people. I can understand that. And also, I was fortunate enough when I was there in New York to be a part of your staff as a contract player coming in and working with you on some of your artists in terms of the fitness area, health and fitness. And one thing that I can say that I remember when you used to give those seminars at the Apollo, the music seminars and artist development.
Yes.
And I was one of your panelists, and I sat on stage with, I think, Luther and Dionne Warwick, yourself, and a couple of other media people that were involved in health and beauty, like myself. That was such a wonderful moment, I must tell you. I had
Thank
to pinch
so
myself because I was sitting on the stage at the Apollo, just helping to, like you said, get the word out to people that first impressions are lasting impressions.
Yeah, you know, that experience at the Apollo was a costly endeavor for me, but it was an endeavor that I wanted this. I wanted young kids who look like me, brown people, black people, who are interested in the performing arts to get it firsthand. You know, everybody is not made for the next level of education. A lot of people are just not made for that at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is they get lost because they don't want to go to college. So you give them what would be areas of where they can learn from and grow by. And that's what that whole Apollo experience was for me.
Mm-hmm.
It was Whitney Houston. It was Bobby Brown. It was mm-hmm. Dionne Warwick. It was a bunch of my friends that I gathered together to give back.
It
to
was
the community
wonderful.
Because I think it's important.
Wonderful.
I think it's important.
I was so happy to be a part of that. And then also part of your background, you studied fashion, and then you also worked with the Alvin Ailey Dancers there in New York, and then Essence and Women's Wear Daily. Tell us a little bit about that background.
Well, you know, I was born in what I call the greatest city in the world, Newark, New Jersey. And fortunately, and then the unfortunate side of it is that my community was not, they didn't receive culture at all with regards to understanding what ballet was, what the performing arts was, opera and all these things that makes our young people see a broader picture of life. It's just not hip-hop. It's just not R&B. It's just not basketball or football. There's a world out here that is the oyster for them, that they need to open it up and receive it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to do things that was different within my community to educate, stimulate, and motivate them to simply say, you can do this. And when I started to do what I was doing was late 60s, early 70s. I was a young kid, challenged with the various oppositions as to what I wanted to do and what I wanted to be. But I knew that I wanted to be great. And my mother always told me that I would be great, but she was not accepting just great. She wanted greater, and then she wanted the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
And so she began to stimulate me with the who, what's, the when's, the where's, the why's of the next level.
Right. Okay. And
my life.
Right. And let's, speaking of the next level, let's go on and talk about your book that you have out. In your book, you say that you help your artists to face every dilemma with and every disappointment with dignity and class. And even though you say in your book you had someone that held a knife to your throat, excuse me, how do you follow that with dignity and class when someone's threatening your life?
Well, I grew up, again, and excuse my redundancy, in an urban city.
Mm-hmm.
Known for the riots of 67, known for being deprived, economically challenged. There was nothing that I had not saw or heard or read about. So, you know, I tell everyone, they call me the Henry Higgins of modern day times, but I say, don't get fooled. I grew up in Newark. And when it comes to, yeah, I will fight you in self-defense, verbally, and if it gets to the point that I have to be physical with it, then it's that as well. So when someone puts a knife to my throat, I can't do much but talk very slowly
yeah.
and understand
right.
why it is that you're holding this knife to my throat. And what it was a disappointed artist that believed that he was not receiving what he rightfully should receive as an artist. He came to me with an understanding that he was signed to a major record label. And I had to explain to him, you're signed to a production deal.
Mm-hmm.
It is two distinct situations. He was wondering why he was not doing videos, why he was not selling records, the whole of the bit. And I had to explain to him that everything had, the record company had right of approval.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't like your music. They want you to work on it a little bit more. But he wasn't understanding that. He was talking to the president, the CEO of this independent production company. And he was telling them everything totally different from what the label was telling me. So he wanted answers. And so he came there, and I walked off the elevator, and someone came from the elevator with a knife to my throat and walked me to my office.
Mm-hmm.
And we commenced to call my boss at that time because I was heading up the label. And he said, hey, man, what's going on? I called him once. Hey, man, what's going on? I said, I have an artist here that needs to talk to you. The artist got on the phone. He said, click. This happened four times.
Mm-hmm.
After the fourth time, the guy looked at me and said, I owe you the biggest apology. He said, I thought it was you.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you see what you get when you think?
Yeah.
As opposed to you knowing? He says, will you accept my apology? And I said, oh, hell no, I won't. I'll forgive you for what you have done, but I will not accept your apology. And you need to go and learn by this that that ain't the way that you get answers.
Mm.
And it's so funny. Last year, I went out to one of the BET Awards. I think it was Black Girls Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Where one of my clients was being honored, and this guy was there. So when I walked through the door, he kneeled on the ground and threw his hands up and said, would you please accept, this is years later, would you please accept my apology?
Oh, wow.
And I simply said, I told you that I got you. I'm not accepting your apology because you threatened my life.
Mm-hmm.
And the only one that can threaten my life is the Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Well, right.
You have no right to take my life or anyone else's life. But the great thing is that he learned from the teachings, the indirect teachings he was able to learn from. And he's changed dramatically. Totally changed. He's now married. He's now working at his art form. He's doing what he needs to do, and he's going about it properly.
So can I just ask, was he a rapper or a singer?
He was a rapper.
Okay.
And he was signed to DMX's label called Bloodline.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. All right. So what do you hope that people get from your book, Ask Angelo?
You know, the book was written for people to become educated by my work with other entertainers. is in it. It's a struggle to get to where you're at. And these are the struggles I put into book form so that you can see how they all came out of it. You can see how Mary J. Blige came from her struggle. You can see how Alicia Keys came from her struggle, or what her struggle was. DMX and his struggle. Whitney Houston and Michael Jackson. All of the, so I don't talk about my clients negatively. I only talk about the good ingredients that we shared together and how we want to apply to make for a difference in their lives. Mm-hmm. The great thing about what's going on with me now, there is a wonderful company that came to me about 2 weeks ago who wants to do the Angelo Ellerbe University, and they want to do it online.
Oh,
so anyone that wants to talk with me, they are select the courses that they want to take with me once a month. I'll get on the line with them for 4 hours, and I will teach them.
Mm-hmm.
The who, what's, the when's, the where's, and the why's of the entertainment industry, with emphasis on publicity and artist development. I'm currently working on my new book called The Henry Higgins of Modern Day Times. It should be out in September, October of the next year. There is now a biopic that we're in talks with. So good things. I mean, the good blessings of the Lord is really shining upon me at this point. I have book signings from Jamaica and the Bahamas and North Carolina and South Carolina that I'm conducting. So I am being blessed by assisting God in his day-to-day work and challenges with people, not just young people, but people. People who are, and particularly those young, those R&B artists that are trying to reposition themselves in the music industry. People who have had big success 20 years ago and feel that they want to come back, I put my arms around it and give them what they need to have, and trying to give them back to a community of people who are missing that sound and that music. So I'm just involved in everything that I can get my hands on that is going to take that person, that client, to the next level.
Okay, well, it sounds like you've got some wonderful things happening. I'd love to actually be a part of that at some point. But anyway, I wanted to ask you, there's a quote where you say, "Why settle for a nibble here? Savor the whole plate."
You know, when you go to dinner, you have an appetizer and then you have the main course. Why are you going for just the appetizer? You know you're hungry and you want the main course. The same energy that it takes for you to digest and comprehend the selection from a menu for a appetizer is the same as it would be for a main course. So you should go. It's almost like me saying, it's not important to win every race. It's just important that you stay in the race. It takes the same energy. So don't nibble at life. Go for the bigger picture.
I like that.
At the same time, it's the same energy.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I like that. I have to use that in one of my quotes, inspiring quotes one day in the future.
Yeah, it's just really important that we begin to analyze the importance of the gift of life in which God has given to us. Life is a gift. And I believe, and I think it was from this, the raising of from my mother, is that you have to give back in order to get back.
All right.
And I think it's really important that mentorship in this day and time for people who look like me is conveyed each and every single day. We must nourish our children with advice, with counsel, and with our life experiences so that they can grow to be strong and endure
that
all
is
the
so
various challenges that we have in life. And I think that it becomes our job to do that.
That is so important, Angelo. Now give us your social handles so that we can keep up with what you are doing and people can log on to your website, Facebook page, Instagram.
Sure. So Twitter is twitter.com, DXXNYC. My website is DXXNYC.com. Everything is DXXNYC.com. You can follow me on all social media.
Angelo Ellerbe, thanks so much for being with us today and sharing all your wonderful knowledge. And continue to love, laugh, and live your life God style.
You've been listening to JanetFitBeautyStyle.com, your beauty, entertainment, and lifestyle expert talk guide. I'm Janet Shields Scott, columnist, radio, and TV host. You can like me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube. For more fun and informative, yes, and celebrity interviews, log on to the website JanetFitBeautyStyle.com. Remember to love, laugh, and live your life with style.
As we end this, let's take a moment to relax. Take a deep breath, inhale, and exhale. Again, inhale, and exhale. As you go throughout the day, stop and take a pause. Chill and relax. Please keep in mind that all things which are impossible with man are possible with God.